Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Listen. Melanie Cole's Health Radio is on now.
As people talk about their New Year's resolutions, they're thinking, maybe I should cut some things out of my diet and get this weight off a little bit faster. And are you thinking that dairy might be one of those things? And if you heard that Khloe Kardashian stopped eating dairy and dropped 11 pounds, then you think, oh, wow, if she did it, then maybe I should too. But maybe not so fast, because first of all, let's talk about dairy. Milk, cheese, yogurt are such a good source of calcium, potassium, and vitamin D, and they're all important for bone health. And the probiotics that are in dairy, specifically in certain cheeses and raw milk cheeses and yogurts that are found there, are crucial for digestive health. And while you may not want to think about the bacteria part, it's really, really so good for you. Those bacteria are excellent. It can also be, on the flip side, a little bit loaded with calories, fat, sodium. So if you're looking at certain cheeses, the high-fat cheeses are the creamier cheeses, like a baked brie. Yum. When people put out these really soft and creamy cheeses, those are definitely a little bit higher in calories and in fat, and sometimes have sodium added to them. But if you're looking at the drier cheeses, the Romanos and the Parmesans, goat cheese tends to be lower in fat and calories, and they're just so, so good for you. So when, as often the case with so many foods, when you're recommending them and you're talking about weight loss, you just don't want to cut any one important food group from your diet. Because I think the most important thing to note here is moderation. I am a cheese person. It is like my favorite food in the world. So for me to say I'm going to cut dairy out, it's not going to happen. I could not cut cheese out of my diet. But if you are somebody who has to cut it out for various intestinal reasons, you want to make sure to get your dark green leafies, collards, spinach, bone broth. That's a nice good thing. Beans and fish, because they all have the calcium in them. You can get your vitamin D in salmon and tuna and mushrooms. But let's remember that cutting out any one food group is really tantamount to kind of an iffy diet. And you want to make sure to moderation. Any of the foods that you want to eat and enjoy have to be enjoyed in moderation. So cutting dairy out because Khloe Kardashian did it, really? Well, let's think twice about doing anything the Kardashians do and taking advice from them on any way, shape, or form. So that's my statement for today. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.